T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with the business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. We mentioned the Dialpad guest line because we head there now. He's a former 49ers defensive lineman. Check him out as a 49er analyst for both NBC Sports Bay Area as well as us here at 95.7 The Game. Ian Williams with Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. Ian, what's going on, man? How's summer treating you?
Fellas, man, I'm doing well, man. Having a fun time, but I'm ready for some football to start back, though.
So are we. So are we. And we appreciate you jumping on because that's exactly what we want to talk about. Let's start with this. Only 4 rookies remain unsigned, 2 of which are Niners, Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel. Should the fan base be at all concerned that the top 2 picks for the team are still unsigned?
I wouldn't be concerned too much as a fan because this usually happens, you know, right before training camp or right into training camp, where there's a few draft picks who are yet unsigned because there's some offset language in the contract that either they or the agent, you know, doesn't like. Same thing happened back in 2016-17 with Joey Bosa, where he kind of held out. It led into training camp where he held out for a pretty long time. So I think the 49ers know, because that's his brother, it's the same agency, that they should, you know, kind of, you know, put a speed on this thing so they don't have this kid, you know, missing, you know, a week or two of camp, in which he really needs to kind of get back into, you know, his physical condition to be able to, you know, peak when the season starts. But I'm hoping they get it done really soon.
How much time into camp goes by to where we should start being concerned? Because you mentioned a week or two. That certainly sounds alarming to me. But is it even as little as a couple of days that he misses that should lead us to be concerned?
Yeah, I mean, a guy for what happened with Nick Bosa in college with his injury, he needs time to really, you know, hone back on his technique and getting back and playing against guys who are better than him instead of playing against guys from college. You know, he had a long, almost a year without football. So, you know, it's time for him to kind of, you know, get back into the swing of things and, you know, missing a couple of days of practice, which, you know, will lead, because, you know, the first couple of days is just helmets and shorts and stuff like that, and you need a couple of those days just to get your footwork, you know, in place so that you're not coming out when all the pads and now it's 5 bullets and now you're not trying to go full percent without even having any baby steps before that to practice your technique and fundamentals and stuff like that. So I'm hoping they get this thing done really soon so that he doesn't miss any days of camp, even though I'm sure he's going to want to be out there, but I'm sure his agent is going to tell him, hey, you got to be smart. You can't go out there and really fully practice until we have your contract situation under wraps.
Ian, you're exactly right. You know, football's about, you know, footwork, hat and hands, all the different things that you guys are taught up front. When you think about, you know, Nicky Bosa, you know, DeForest Buckner, Ford, the guys that they have up front, do you see three of these guys possibly with double-digit sacks? Do you think the tangibles are there? Have you seen enough athletic ability, technique, that you could see three of these guys getting double-digit sacks, or is that a stretch?
No. DeForest, Bosa, D Ford, you know, those are three guys that have the potential to get double-digit sacks, but it's those sacks come from the offense. If the offense can put up points, Jimmy G can stay healthy, and the offense can put up points. Now, at the end of the game, now you have offenses that are trying to pass the ball, which are leading to more passing downs, where now your pass rushers at the end of the game can kind of get off the ball and get some sacks. But if it's like it was last year, where the offense is kind of, you know, so-so or sputtering so-and-so, you're going to get a lot of games towards the end of the season or towards the end of the game where they're running the ball. So you're not going to have a lot of opportunities for sacks. So the better the offense is this year, the more sacks that these guys can possibly get. So from what I'm seeing, the offense can really, you know, produce, which I think they will this year. I wouldn't put it past any of these guys those, especially those three, you know, having, you know, double-digit sacks, especially DeForest or D4, really, because they've kind of hit their groove already. Nick, I still want to see, you know, how he's coming off his injury, how he, you know, translates his game to the NFL. But I feel like he has that potential, too. That's why he went second overall in the 2019 NFL draft.
And do you see could you see with D Ford, because, you know, he's on the open side playing the Leo and teams, could you see teams going more 12 personnel, two tight ends early in games to try to offset this pass rush? Do you think that being what is that one of the things they would do, or what do you see that's going to hinder this defense from striving as well as we think they can?
It's going to be interesting to see, you know, once the preseason starts, what actually they're going to be running out there. You know, it's hard to kind of see in practice because of the angles that I have of what they're doing, and then I don't have the practice clips to be able to watch from different angles. But once they, you know, they play in their first preseason game, their first couple games in the preseason, you can kind of get a gist for what this defense is going to be like and what they're going to ask to be for. He's a smaller rush end. Yeah, he's a smaller guy. You know, he's going to get to the quarterback and stuff like that. But in certain downs and certain distances, he's going to be susceptible to the run, to the inside runs, because he's a lot lighter. He's 240 pounds going against, you know, most tackles who are 310 and above, you know, 340, 350. Trent Brown over in Oakland, he's 360, 370. So there's a really weight discrepancy for, you know, D4. So I think they scheme certain things to help him out or hide him. Possibly that can happen, but, you know, it's all going to go into preseason and into what they're doing, because, you know, it's kind of like a crash of what they're going to do. Either they're going to be similar to last year, or they're, you know, oh, the wide nine, we're switching up this and that, we're doing some different things. So all that will show in the preseason, because they want to run through certain things to see how it is and see what works and see what doesn't work, so that when they hit the regular season, they hit the ground running.
Ian Williams joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. News surfaced yesterday that Navarro Bowman was signing that one-day contract with the 49ers so he could retire as a member of the 49ers. You spent several years playing on defense with Navarro. For our listeners, take us through, what kind of teammate was he? What kind of leader was he?
Man, Navarro was fun to be around. You know, the pick at the stick, you know, when he closed out, you know, Candlestick Park. You know, I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was on the sideline running down the field. I was trying to keep up with him. I couldn't keep up with him. But I was trying. he was a great leader, just on and off the field. Just, he was a fun guy to be around. Always made sure, you know, guys were in place, you know, on defense and stuff like that. And then, you know, you can always trust him. You know, it wasn't like a random guy back there where you didn't trust him or anything like that. You always knew what you were going to get from Navarro Bowman, and the type of leadership and type of presence you were going to get from him. I remember a game in Arizona in 2015. We were getting, I think that was the game where Cap came out and threw two pick sixes in a row. So we come out on the field, and we're already kind of down. We're like, man, we're down 14-0 already. We been on the field yet, and I remember, you know, he kind of yelled at us, kind of picked us up, you know, like, let's go, man, like, we don't have nothing to do with those 14 points, let's go, let's do what we do, let's do our jobs. So little things like that, you know, he was just really we wouldn't have, you know, been so successful in those Harbaugh years if we didn't have a guy like Navarro Bowman on the field.
You look at this defense, and Fred Warner had a great rookie year. He comes back with a lot of expectation, and Quan Alexander coming off a knee injury, don't yet know how early he'll be able to contribute. When you look at this linebacking core, do you see a group that maybe can overachieve this season?
Well, Fred Warner, you know, he got a lot of film last year, and that's the best thing for young players, to get some actual play time, not just in practice or watching tape or watching film, to actually go out there and make mistakes, actually go out there and have success. So now that you're coming into your next year, now you kind of can build on that. Now you can kind of watch yourself and kind of critique yourself on what you did right and what you did wrong.
Sure.
So I'm expecting a monster year from Fred Warner. I actually was at a golf tournament with him. He was one of the celebrity golfers, and I actually, you know, chatted up with him and stuff like that. He's doing great things to take care of his body already as a rookie, as a young kid. That was one of the things I talked to him about, you know, make sure you start taking care of your body early. So I think he's doing that, and I think he's going to be fine. Now you got Quan Alexander coming in, off the knee injury. He's supposed to be clear for camp, so you know we'll see how he does. I'm sure they'll work him in. They're not going to throw him in the fire. You don't do that with a guy with an ACL coming off of it. You kind of work him in. You have certain reps for him every day. You kind of add on reps, and then hopefully once the season starts, he's fresh and he's ready to go. And then Elijah Lee and a couple other guys who are kind of fighting for some spots to make this team. But I think this linebacker core, they have speed and they have youth. That can cover guys, and now with it being third and five or third and seven or second and ten, you don't have to bring off the linebacker and be susceptible to a draw or inside run because you've taken the linebacker off the field and put a cornerback on the field. You have linebackers who can cover in space now, so now you have an advantage against offenses who want to go and be pass happy.
Former 49ers defensive lineman, you can catch him now as a terrific 49er analyst for both NBC Sports Bay Area as well as us here at 95.7 The Game, Ian Williams with Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Always appreciate the time, Ian. Thanks so much. A few more days left and then camp opens. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
For sure, man. I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to y'all soon. And go Niners. Let's get this football season back ready.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.